Okay, we are Taf Aleph on the base, and there's more on top. Okay, we said in the Mishnah, Kol HaRokin Nimtzim Yerushalayim Toharim, except for the Shuka Elyon. Says the Gemara, Rabbi Yavin, B'Shem Rabbi Yeshua Ben Levi, he explains the reason, because of Katsran, Shel Nachrim HaYasham, it's a laundromat of the Goyim is over there, and since the Goyim are there, and we know the Chachami made a gzera of that we treat not Goyim like Zavim, therefore that's why the rock over there is considered Tameh. Okay, next, Amar Rabbi Chanina, Arodos Hayu Nocharin Yushalayim. They used to kill, the Goyim used to kill these wild donkeys in Yerushalayim for their blood to feed to the lions that the king has and needed to eat, drink. So the and it says Vayu Ole Regalim Mishtakin Badam, and the people that came from up to Yerushalayim for Ole Regal, they would do so much dam nevela from these donkeys, they'd be up to their knees, Adar Kuvutam, then with dam. Balis Nechachami Balamru Lehem Davar. They didn't tell them that their people, you know, became Tameh because of the blood. And because there not goes there, Mishasa Rego, because Dam Nevela is only Tameh Midrabanan. And since Mishasa Rego in Shalayim, the Chachamim were not goes. Okay. Rabbi Simon, B'Shem Rabbi Yeshua Ben Levi. Keep this in mind, this little mimer here. It's gonna come up again. So Rabbi Simon sent his name of Rabbi Yeshua Ben Levi. In Maisa, Bepirda, Mibishel, Beis Rebbe, Shemesa, Betir, Restameh, Mishum, Nevela. So the Maisa was, that's like a mule of Beis Rebbe, so it's again Nevela, that died, and they were Matir the Dam, Matahir the Dam, it wasn't Tameh, because, okay, it's El Dam Nevela. So Rebbe Lezer Shail, he asked Rebbe Simon, Ad Kama, but how much? Is it, how much of volume of dam is tahor? Is it even more than revis or not? Velo agbiya, he didn't answer. Rabbi Simon didn't answer. So then he went, Rabbi Lazar went, and said, okay, fine, if Rabbi Simon's not going to answer me, so I'll go ask the one who the maim was said by, Rabbi Shua ben Levi. So Vishayel Rabbi Shua ben Levi, and asked him, and he did answer him. Amarle, he said, "I revise a dam. Until a revise, the dam is tahor, dam nevela. But yotermikan, but more than the revise, then it's tameh. Why? Because more than revise, if once it becomes congealed, it has it's the size of a kazayit, and that's why it's tameh when it once it gets to that amount of more than revise." Ubash le Rabbi Lazar de lo chazar le Rabbi Simon shemu asar. And then he was upset at Rabbi Simon, because he had not asked Rabbi Simon, or Simon didn't answer him. He was upset that Rabbi Simon hadn't answered him what he had heard the name of Yeshua ben Levi. So now we're on the topic of Dam Nevela, we're going to speak about a little bit. Rabbeivai have a yasif masne hadein uvdas. Rabbeivai was sitting, and he was telling over this maisa that we mentioned with the mule of the Beis Rebbe, that they were matar the dam, etc. So Amar Lei, they asked Amalei Rabbi Yitzchak Bar Bizna. Rabbi Yitzchak Bar Bizna asked Rabbi Beivai Ad Kama. Again, he also asked him how much of the dam is tahor. The Amalei, him, he's still talking to Rabbi Beivai, and he's still asking. He says, is it Ad Rabbis that they were tahor? V'yoter mikan tameh? Or maybe no, maybe even more than Rabbis is tahor. Is it only up to Rabbis, or maybe more? So Batbe. So Rabbi Beivai took his shoe and he hit him. To say, you know, get out of here, I don't answer you. So, Amar Le Rav Zrika. So, Rav Zrika said to Rabbeivai, what's going on over here? Begin the Havishalach Ad Baipe? Right, he asked you a cash and you hit him with your shoe. I mean, what's going on? Why'd you do that? So, Amar Le, he answered him. He says, Begin the Lohavishalach. He says, you're right. I really shouldn't have done that, but I just like, I had like, I don't have my peace of mind because I'm in a very bad matzah. Dama Rabbi Chanin, as we say in the Klalas and Parshas Kisavo, the pasuk says, "Vayuchayecha tluim lachami neged, u'pachadet alayla v'yomam, v'lo tamim bechayecha." These are three different matzavim, as the Gemara explains. "Vayuchayecha tluim lachami neged." This refers to zeshu lokeach lochitin l'shana. is referring to somebody who has enough money to buy wheat for 1 year, and matzah is not so great because he doesn't know what's going to be after that next year. Then we have another matzah of avufachadeta alayla v'yomam, and this refers to zeshahu lokeach min hasidki. This is somebody who buys tfuah little by little, and he doesn't have enough for a whole year, just a little bit at a time. And this person's scared that maybe it's, when he's going to go to buy some, they're not going to have, it's going to go up, the tour is not going to be around so plentifully, and the price is going to go up, and he won't be able to afford it. It's not a good matzah. And lastly, v'lo tamin b'chayecha, zeshu lokech min apaltor. Someone who buys from the bread from the baker. And this person is very, very, very bad matzah, because he's constantly worried that maybe the baker is not going to want to sell him, and he's going to be without bread. And he said, "Ve'ana." So therefore, Rabbi Beivai said, "So now you can understand why I hit him." Ve'ana samich apaltera. I'm in that matzav. I'm very, very poor, and that's why sometimes I lose my mind. And that's why I did what I did. Okay. Now the Gemara asks, "My chedon. What's the halacha lemaisa legabe dam nevela, which is more than a revis? Is it tame? Is it not?" So the Gemara brings from a second idiot, Heid Rabbi Yeshua ben Pasora, again keep him in mind, we're going to mention him later, Al Dam Nevelos Shehu Tahor. So he says, doesn't make any chilek mashma, even more than the revis, Dam Nevelos Tahor. However, the Gemara is dochelis, and says, no, maybe that's not what it means over here. It doesn't mean that the Dam itself is not Tahor. My Tahor could mean Tahor Milahashi. You know, there's a seven mashkin, Yad Shachadam, that these things go on food, and they can mashkin as Makabal Tuma. So maybe what it means is that dam coming from Shechita, when you shech, fine, so that's dam that can be mashkin. But dam nevela is not mashkin. So maybe that's what he meant. El dam nevela shu tahor means it doesn't mashkin, but in itself is tamek. So halit mas mitamek. Okay. More asks. Tam and Tanina, we learned over there, referring to Mesechus Makshiri. Dam asheret metame kivsaro. The dam of asheret metame like its flesh, meaning just like the shear of the sheret to metame is a keadasha, so too the dam of the sheret is also metame keadasha. And the Mishnah adds, metamo ve'eno machshir. Dam is metame, but it's not machshir. So it's metame kadasha, but it's not machshir. And then the Mishnah adds something important. Ve'ein lanu kayotze bo. And we don't have anything else like that. That on the one hand is metame, on the other hand is not machshir. And any other dam like that. So here we have our kasha. Why? Because, what do you mean? We do have something. If dam nevela, like we said before, where we were docha, the what Rabbi Yeshua ben Pesora had said, and the dam nevela is tahor, only means lahakshir, but it is metame. So what do you mean we don't have anything else which is metame, not machshir? We do. We have dam nevela. Therefore, it must be that it's not metame either. So the Gemara is docha the kasha and says, no, ve'ein lanu kiyotze bo. What does that mean? There's nothing else like it. It doesn't mean there's nothing else that is metame and is not machshir. But rather, it's nothing else of this shear that there's so. The shear of Adasha. But there could be other things. Dam Nevela, which is Mitame and not Machshir. But that has a different shear, as we mentioned, the Revias. And so, Ein Lanu Kiyosi, but this refers to the shear of Adasha. Amar Rabbi Yossi, Pligi Ba Train Amorayim. We have a Machlekes of two Amorayim, Legabe the Din of Dam Nevela, which is more than Revias that we're talking about. Chad amar tame, v'chad amar tar. One says, in fact, it's tame, the other one says it's tar. Man damar tame, the one says it's tame, is referring to Rabbi Yehuda. He holds that dam nevela is tame. From Rabbi Yehuda, we find in Masechet Idiot that he mentions over there that Beis Hillel is metame dam nevela. And the one that says Uman Damar Tahor, that refers to Rabbi Yeshua ben Besora. This is Rabbi Yeshua ben Besora we just saw earlier. That, however, we mentioned this is without the dichui. Now, as we saw up above, Rabbi Yeshua ben Besora said Dam Nevela is Tahor. The Gemara assumed they're talking about Tahor. It's Tahor. But then the Gemara was Dolchen and says, no, so we're talking about the Lahakshir. But now we're going without the decoy. The Pasha Pshat in Rabbi Yeshua ben Masora, the Dam Nevela is Tar. So we say the Amora that says that the Tar was holding like him. Amale Rav Avdoma, Demin Nechusa, he's from this place called the Nechusa. He said to Rabbi Yossi, Vyos, he said, it's very good, not what you're saying, that it's Rabbi Yehuda, right, that it mentions that it's Tameh. Why? The Rabbi Yehuda, Maraina, the Bei Nesiya Haveh. Meaning, going back to the case we saw at the beginning with Rav Simon in the name of Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi about the mule blood, right, and they asked when the base Rebbe, right, they asked if it's Tameh or not, and he said, well, it's Tahor up to a Ravis, but more than that, it's Tameh. So that was Rabbi Yehuda, he was like the Mordas over there. And therefore it makes sense that they were Matami more than, he was Matami, as long as it's more in the Ravis, then it makes sense that this is, Rabbi Yehuda is the one that's Matami. Okay. We said in the Mishnah that the saliva, the rokim, that's in the Yerushalayim, is tar, except for the one in the rok, in the Shuka Elyon. So Gemara says, Lo chein, amar Rabbi Abahu, b'shem Rabbi Yosef ben Chanina, lo gazru al rokim shim Yerushalayim? Aye, but it's brought down that we're not gozer on the Latame Misafek Rok in Yerushalayim. So how could it be that the Rok over here in the Shuka Elyon, all of a sudden we're saying the Tame in the Mishnah? The Gemara answers, Hayit Marla, no, we already taught the reason. Rabbi Ababin B'Shem Rabbi Yeshua Ben Levi said because of Katsun, like we saw today at the beginning, because of the washers in the laundromats of the Goyim, Shal Nachrim, Hayashem was there in the Shuka Elyon, and that's why the as we mentioned before, the Chachamim goes there on the Goyim, they have a din of Zavim, and that's why it's in fact coming. Okay, we spoke about in the Mishnah about the people walking in the, Rabbi Yossi said, people walking during the rest of the year in the middle of the road, so there most people are Tameh, so it's the, anything you find, rock there you find there is Tameh, on the side it's tar, because the people that are tar walk there. So now we're going to say it out. V'shayim osashana hatmeim mahalchim shibolet. So during the rest of the year, and a lot of people are Tameh, so the Tameh people, they're walking shibolet, means in the middle, like Lashon Shvil, the emtza of the Shvil, they're walking in the middle. And the Tahorim, which are the Miyut, they're walking on the side, Mahalchim in the side. The Tahorim, Mahalchim Stam, but Tmeim Omrim Lahem Parosha. So this is a problem in the Girsa. It doesn't make sense. It should read the other way. It should read, but Tmeim Mahalchim Stam, the Tamei, they're walking Stam, just in the middle, Chofshi. In other words, the Tahorim Omrim Lahem Parosha. And the Tahorim, which on the side, they're the Miyut, they're saying, you know, stay away, you know, because we're Tahor. But Shasa Regel is the other way around. The Tahorim Mahalchim Shibolas. They're walking in the middle. And Tmeim Mahalchim in the side. And since they're the Miut, the minority, the Tmeim, they're walking from the side. And in order not to Matame the people that are far in the middle. And Hatmeim Mahalchim Stam, Batorim Omrim Lam Poshu. Again, here it's a problem in the gears, so it should say the other way around. That the Tahorim, since they're the majority now in the regel, so they're Mahalchim Stam, they're rocking regular in the middle, but Tmeim Omrim Lam Parosu, and the Tmeim, they're ones on the side, they're saying, you know, stay away because we're Tameh, and we don't want to be Tameh. Okay, said in the Mishnah, the Kol HaKelim HaNitzim in Yerushalayim, we said by the Mikvah, right? If you go down in the Mikvah, it's Tameh, and up in the Mikvah, it's Tar. So again, the Gemara asked, Lo chein, Amar Rabbi Abahu, B'shem Rabbi Yochanan, Lo gazru ala kelim shibushalayim. We know that they weren't goes there in about the kelim in Yerushalayim that are safek to make them tameh. So how can you say that the kelim going down to the mikveh are tameh? So the Gemara answers, Mikevan shenimtzu derech yirida lebeis hatfila nasu hochiyach. Since where did we find these kelim going down to the mikveh? So that's like, you know, a mucha milsa, you know, it must be the tamei, because why would they be on the stairs going down to the mikvah? Mishtama, the Bali wanted to metire them, and he was on the way down, and that's where they fell out. So it's clear that they're a tamei. Okay, we said in the Mishnah, we talked about the kalim that are tar, said Rabbi Yossi, except for these things used for kfura, the sal, magrefa, maritza. Now we're going to discuss this maritza. Abashal Haya Korel's son, he would call these maritzas tziporim, lashon like fingernail. And why? Mandamar Tziporin, the one that calls these Maritza Tziporin, is because Hayadom El Tziporin, because it was similar to a, it was like an implement, a kli, that the one end was very sharp, like a fingernail. And Mandamar Maritza, the one that called it the Maritza, is because Shemaritza Sa'evan Lebesakvar, it's Lashon like ruts, goes fast. It quickly brings the Evan into the, to the basic fire. Okay, we said in our Mishnah that if you find, went through yesterday the whole thing, if you find a knife, if you find the kofi, it's a big knife, and when you find it, and we had said that if you find, in the Mishnah we had said if you find a knife attached to the kofi, it's the cleaver, so then it has the din of the knife. But now we have Braisa, which says exactly the opposite. Tani, we learned in the Braisa, Sakin, Kishurla, if you have the knife attached to the kofit, Harezu Kamosa, means it has the din of the kofit, not like we saw in our mission, as the din of the knife. And therefore, for example, if you find it on Yudalid, right, you have, normally if it was a knife, we said, you can assume that it was ready to go to Shech the Korban Pesach, and if it's Tar, but if it's, since it's attached to the kofit, not here, here we have, since attached to the kofit, we don't say that. It has a din of the kofits, and therefore, even on if you find it on your dalit, for example, you'd have to still toivel it a second time. Okay, that's that. And we started a new Mishnah. Halacha beis, masnisim. Paroches. One of the parochos in the Beis HaMikdash. Shenit meit bevlada tuma. If it became tame from a vlada tuma. So vlada tuma is a rishon tuma. So normally, a kli, like a parochus, cannot become tame from a rishon l'tumah. A rishon l'tumah can only make ochel l'mashkin tame, can't make a kli. So it's referring to, therefore, that it became tame from mashkin, because the chachamim goes there, that mashkin, that a rishon l'tumah, special gzeir, the rabbanon can mitame a kli. Okay, so this parochet that became tame with through mashkin. So, since though it's only Tumah d'Rabbanan, Mimele Matbili Nota Bifnim, you can toivel it inside the Yazar and the Mikveh and the Yazar. And it doesn't have to be sent outside, you know, the Machne Shechina. And Machnisin Noto, and then after you toivel it, you can right away bring it in, because again it's only Tumah d'Rabbanan, so you can bring it in, and you don't need, you can right away hang it up, you don't have to worry, you don't have to have a hair of Shemesh. Either, since it's only Drabbanan. And normally you need nightfall to make a tar, you don't need it here, since it's only Drabbanan, everything's ready to go. However, Mishenit made Ba'avatuma, if the parochas became tummy with an avatuma, that's already from a sheretz or whatever, nevela, that's already Tuma deraisa. Ah, so since it's Tuma deraisa, therefore we have the opposite, we have the chumras. But bili notami bachutz, you have to send it out to Machane Shechina, we don't toivel in the Yazar, you have to take it out to toivel it. And v'shotchimota b'cheil, and you spread it out until the night on in the cheil. That's a place in the outside the Azara where it's mutter for tmeim to go, since this is tameh, or and until nightfall. And you know you need nightfall. And mipnei shehi it's richayav shemesh, as we say, because you need harav shemesh. It's tumah deraisa, so it has to be overnight out. Im haita. If the parochus, in other words, was chadasha, was brand new, shotchimota al gage itzva, the dafka would spread it out on the roof of the itzva of the harabai. That's like this thing with the pillars and the roof, and it would you dafka put it there. Why? Kadesh yireh ha'am es melachta shehina. So everybody would see the beautiful tapestry, you know, beautiful work of the parochus. And it was not for naught. They did it so that people would donate money. Yeah, beautiful. They want to have a chelek. They'll donate money for making a future parochus. Okay. Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel Omer, Mishum Rabbi Shimon ben Skan, the parochus that was mavdil between the Kodesh and the Kodashim, Ovya Tefach. The thickness was the Tefach. It was Al Shivim Vishtaim Nima Nere, I guess. It was woven with 72 nimin. So here, they explained a nimin here is, you've learned a little bit in the Sechah Shabbos, where you have the loom, right, the weaving machine. So it has these squares, like with one of the malachas, Ose Bate Nirin. So these are the nirin. It has these circles that the chutim go through. They said that's the nimin that we're talking about. It's 72 of them were made, used to make this parochet. On each chut, that went through. Esrim ve'ar bechutim. It was made up of 24 chutim. How so? It was, there's four types of thread. It was tcheles, argaman, tola, shani, v'sheish. And each one was kaful sheish. So 6 times 4, 24. Arka arbim amah. The height was 40 amas. That was the height of the heichal. The rachba knows that was the length. And the width, the rochav, the rachba was a 3 amah, was 20. That's the rochav of the heichal, the width of the heichal. And the ushmoni mushtaim ribo, chutim, there's different gears. It's either chutim or the Takman Kali says dinarim. Now it was worth 820,000 rebos, 10,000, so 820,000 dinarim. Ushtaim osim, and they would make two parochs each year. To explain what pshat, because you've seen pictures of the curtains that they used in the second base of Mikdash. It was like a double curtain. One curtain here, one curtain here, between the Kodesh and the Kodesh HaKadoshim, where the Kohen would go through, you know, to get in. So since there's two curtains, that's the two parochas that we're referring to here. And they would make it each year, said, because of the smoke of the Ktoret would, gets all smoky and, you know, not nice. So therefore they would change it once a year, these two. And Shlosh Mias Kohanim Ad Bili Nosa. And it would take 300 Kohanim to Toivalik, it's so heavy. So many chutim. Okay, now we start the Gemara. It says in the pasuk, "Vesisa paroches tchelet vargaman tolat shani v'sheish mashzar." So we're going to deal with this, the perish of this word mashzar. Okay, so says the Gemara, "Ilu amar." If I would have said, "Vesisa paroches tchelet vargaman tolat shani v'sheish," instead of mashzar, I would have said chut. So then that would be one. That would tell me that you just bring one chut of each type. Again, we have the three tcheles, argaman, tolashani, v'sheish. That's four types. You just bring one chut of each type. But since it says kaful, and if it would say kaful, then I would bring two of each type. If it would say shazur, so then it would be three of each type. But since it says not shazur, but mashzar, it means double the shazur. Double the three, which is six. And there's four types. 6 times 4 is 24. That's how we get the 24 in our Mishnah, the 24 chutim. However, we're going to see a brisa, a couple of them which argue with this Mishnah. Has a different cheshbon. So the first brisa says no, shloshim v'shtayim. It was 32 chutim that were used. How so? Ilu amar, if I would have said chut, that would be one of each type. If it would have said kaful, that would be two of each type. If it would say shazur, it would be four of each type. But it says mashar, which is double four is 8. 8 times 4 is 32. And so mashar will be ishmona, and then arba mikan, and right, the four types, 4 times 8 is ha tlasin utrain. There's your 32. And now we bring another bryce, which says a different cheshbon. Arbim v'shmona chutim. There were 48 chutim. How? Ilu amar chut, it would say chut, again it would be 1. If it would say kaful, it would be 2. If it would say kliya, here's a new word, if it would say kliya, it would have been 3. Shazur, it would be 6. And it doesn't say shazur, it says again mashzar, which is double 6. 2 times 6 is 12. Therefore, it's the shnei masar. And so we have 12 times the 4 types. 12 times 4 is 48. And therefore, ha arba'im v'usmanya. There's your 48. Okay, so now, once we mentioned about the paroches, kasu v'chadomer ma'ase rokem. One pasuk says the words ma'ase rokem when it comes to the making of the curtain of the Pesach, the opening. It says, asisa masach l'pesach o'el tches argaman, etc. Ma'ase rokem. But Kasuv Echad Omer, another pasuk says, Ma'aseh Choshev, by the making of the paroches. Again, it's Isa paroches v'chulei, it says, V'sheish Mazar Ma'aseh Choshev, Yaseh Osam Kruvim. So the Gemara says, Ma'aseh Rokeim, the one when it says Ma'aseh Rokeim, that had Partsuf Echad, like one design on it. And the one that says Ma'aseh Choshev, that has two partsufi. So now, we have a machlekes tanaim, what this means. Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Nehemiah, Chadamar, one of them says that Maisa Rokem means Ari Mikan, the Ari Mikan. It had a lion on one and a side and a lion on the other side. Maisa Choshev is Ari Mikan, V'chalak Mikan. Now, it really should say the opposite, right, based on what we said before, of one, Partsuf, and two. So really the correct reading is that Maisa Rokem means you have a lion on one, and the other one is, the other side's Chalak. Is nothing on it, and the other one, the Maisa Choshev, is the opposite. You have Ari Mikan, Ari Mikan. You have a line on each side. That's the Shnei Partsuf. The Charana Amar, and the other Tana says, Maisa Rokem is Ari Mikan. Again, it's a problem with the gears here as well. It says it should say the Ari Mikan. It has Ari Mikan, Ari Mikan, and that's what the Brisa says. Partsuf Echad. In other words, the same partsuf is on each side, mikan and mikan, and maisa choshev is ari mikan and nesher mikan. That's the two partsuf. In other words, it's referring to the different types. That the choshev shtei partsuf means two different types, but it has on each side. It also has on each side. It's just that on one side is an ari mikan and nesher mikan, and has a nesher an eagle on the other side. Okay, so that was one has an ari mikan, the other one has an ari mikan and nesher mikan. As opposed to the first opinion, which says that it's Ari Mikan, nothing on the other side, and the other one has Ari and Ari. Okay. The Mishnah says, B'shmoni Mishtaim Ribo Haitana says, so Rabbi Yitzhak Bar Bizna B'shem Shmuel says it's a guzma. In other words, it's an exaggeration. It didn't need so many kohanim, 300 kohanim to a toy, but that means it needed quite a few, because it was very heavy. And then we have another example of this. Taman Tanina Maseches Tamid, Pamim Haya Aleha. Sometimes on the Mizbeach there was so much ashes. Kishlosh Meos Kur Shel Deshen, 300 Kur of Deshen. And now Rabbi Yossi, Bei Rabbi Boon, B'Shem Shmuel, Guzma. Here too, that's an exaggeration. It wasn't that much. So much ashes is exaggeration. Okay, New Mishnah Halacha Gimel. Masnisi. Basar kotche kotchim shenitma. So basar kotche kotchim refers to like all chatas, asham, those types of korbanim. Bein shenitma be'avatuma. Whether the basar became tamay with avatuma, and therefore they became rishon. Or bein bevladatuma, whether they became tamay, the meat became tamay with rishon, therefore making them a sheni. Bein bifnim, whether they became tamei inside the azara, or bein bachutz, or whether they're outside the azara. Beit shama yomrim, akol yisaret bifnim. Doesn't matter, it all can be burnt inside. You know, even if it was outside, when it became tamei, you can bring it in, and you burn it inside the kodesh. And in Maseches Pesachim, they learn it from, it's learned over there from Psukim. Okay? Chutz mishenitma be'avatuma bachutz. Except for, the exception is something which became tamei from an avatuma and outside. Because here we have two negative things. Right? It's very serious tuma. It's avatuma, which is very chamur, the raisa. And not only dry, it's a very chamur tuma. And not only that, it's outside. So to dafka bring it in, that we don't do, right? It's so serious tuma and is outside, so we just leave it there and we don't bring it in, and therefore we just burn it outside. That's Beit Shammai. Beit Hillel Omrim, Hakol Yisaret Bachutz. He says no, everything should we dafka bring it out in order to burn the things. Except the only exception is Chutz Mishenitma Bevlada Tuma Bifnim. Unless you have these things which are too mild. First of all, it's only vlada tuma, which is very mako, and it happened on the and it happened on the inside, and in the kodesh. So therefore, we leave it there. And they say that that everything you take out to burn, but this you can burn in its place. Rabbi Eliezer Omer that basar that became tamesh and nitma be'ava tuma again, which is tuma chamura, whether bein bifnim bein bachutz, it's seyisraf bachutz. He says you burn it on the outside, take it out to burn. However, basa shenitma the vlada tuma, if it was became tamei from vlada tuma, which is a tuma kala, then bein bachutz, whether it became nitma outside or bein bifnim on the inside, sheyisaref bifnim, that you burn it on the inside. Because it's too makala, so he holds that you can burn it on the inside. Rabbi Kiva Omer, last opinion, he says that the mekom tumato, wherever the basar became tame, sham sreifato, that's where you burn it. And therefore, if it became tame on the inside, you burn it on the inside. If tame outside, you burn it on the outside. That's that.